Vanessa Etheridge included her version of Janis Joplin's 1968 classic Piece of My Heart on her new greatest hits album, The Road Less Traveled. After battling breast cancer, she made a brave return to the public spotlight on this year's Grammy Awards, where she performed the song with British singer Joss Stone. Completely bald from chemotherapy treatments, Melissa was welcomed back with a standing ovation. She explains how the disease has influenced her songwriting.
The cancer did shine a whole lot of light on a lot of corners of my life that were covered up before, and so my writing comes from what I know and what I feel, and so now my writing is I think it's going to be it's deeper, there's more hope, there's more fear, there's more thought and pain and just all kinds of things.
The Road Less Traveled also includes Melissa's version of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Refugee, 3 new original tracks and 12 of her previous hits. Melissa explains why she waited 17 years to release her first Greatest Hits album.
It's a funny place. I remember thinking when I was much younger, Greatest Hits were for just people who were done with their career. And it was sort of, okay, this defines the first part of my career, and here I go into the next part. And that's what I felt like. The record company had come to me a couple times in the last 4 or 5 years, and I was like, no, I'm not ready. I wanted to put Skin out. I wanted to put Lucky out. I had this new music all coming up. And then finally, last year, I went, yeah, I think this is a good time right now.
I'm the Only One, Come to My Window, and I Want to Come Over are a few of the fan favorites on Melissa's new anthology. Although she's now cancer-free, Etheridge wants to make sure she has the energy to tour in support of the collection. She says it will most likely be mid-2006 before her fans get the chance to see her perform live. So what does Melissa plan to do in the meantime?
I'm really in the space of just kind of waiting to see what comes along next, because I've been making plans for a long time, and life keeps happening to me. So I'm like, okay, I will show up every day and do what's in front of me. And as the new things come along, you'll hear about them.
The Ford Corporation has raised more than $80 million to lead America's efforts for cancer research. The automobile manufacturer asked Melissa to write a song for the breast cancer awareness campaign, Race for the Cure. That song has just been released as the first single from The Road Less Traveled. Here's Melissa Etheridge with I Run for Life. I'm Mary Morningstar.
It's been years since they told her about it. The darkness her body possessed. And the scars are still there in the mirror. Every day that she gets herself dressed. Though the pain is miles and miles behind her. And the fear is now a docile beast. If you ask her why she is still running, she'll tell you it makes her complete. I run for hope, I run to feel. Since they told me about it, how the darkness had taken its toll, and they cut into my skin, and they cut into my body, but they will never get a piece of my soul. And now I'm still learning the lesson to awake when I hear the call. And if you ask me why I am still running, I'll tell you I run for us all. I run for hope, I run to feel, I run for the truth, for all that is real. I run for tell you about it. If the darkness knocks on your door, remember her, remember me. We will be running as we have before, running for answers, running.